So they want to design humans content with staying small, content to only do what we're told, content to fulfill narrow roles assigned to us by the value assigning mechanism of the power guys, their global market. And because they stay hidden, that was another key lesson for them of the French Revolution, nobody to identify, to receive the anger and rage which necessarily occurs when the perception of unfairness rises to the surface of our consciousness, which when it does, these guys are ready to provide us with objects to receive it that are fraudulent. Because these guys stay hidden, hide behind numerous buffers, the economy, the education system, and we've mentioned before that the education system also value assigns, and that both of these mechanisms provide the hiding shadow statesmen, or more immediately, their vetted university team players with ample objective, quote unquote, evidence with which to argue for the need or the scientific basis for hierarchy, rank, class. To argue for the need essentially for themselves, the shepherds and their sheepdogs, which obviously requires a lot of supplementary false justification as its fabrication. And because they stay hidden behind numerous buffers, our suppressed rage from being raised with our parents' eyes ever on our performance, our unconscious rage from being treated like trick ponies who must impress or be pastured on scrub or as scrub. But our fury is also, and I'm encouraging us to think more about this, our fury is also, as the Hitler quote cited in last week's show suggests, at being misled. As one of our three keys to vitality is our intelligence over the millennia. Over the millennia, we've taken great pride in it. And in the centuries of class, this has served power ideologically as the alleged sphere on which rank turns, and certainly as a determinant of free status, and the threat of low placement as pressure to extract performance from us, i.e. this is an intentional duplicity that continuously reseeds our fury, albeit unconsciously. Our suppressed rage is continuously misdirected onto substitute objects, the functionaries, our parents, teachers, fellow travelers in the coerced work system who unconsciously or in some instances consciously represent for implement the plans of those 10,000 global state statesmen. And misdirected as well onto certain designated others, especially designed for every designed group, which all of us are in, one or more, many, the power guys hope, by the power guys and their functionaries, those others among us given to us as designer objects for our rage, the police, other racial, gender, sexual identity, ethnic, age, profession, religious categories. We could go on like this for some time. They've been very busy, have these power guys, with their always essential to their continued existence special project of keep them divided. All of this has misdirected our awareness of unfairness. And that's another something else I'm thinking about in connection with the need for power to I was about to say suppress, but it's not possible to, but it definitely is over the centuries of class what has troubled power the most, which is that Our perception of unfairness is based on reality. That's what the class system requires. And so it necessarily continuously resurfaces. And they have been trying to figure out to stop that, which is not really possible. And so in the absence of stopping it, give us other objects. And so what I've been thinking about is how important is it, and it's feeling to me like it's necessary for us to become aware, perceive the unfairness consciously, which is what we've meant by consciously experiencing the abuse of the class system, and integrating that into our personalities using Alice's language. And that, just as Marcuse has already pointed out, that we have to be aware that we're not free in order to want freedom. And so that's, all of this is of a piece. Necessary prerequisites, it feels like to me, for that movement, building momentum, that movement to our freedom, which is within reach and within our hands to claim as soon as we want it enough. That's what Kropotkin said. That moment, we really want it. That's it. It's ours.